welcome to Free to a Good Home, a podcast that usually is hosted by me, Michael Hing, and Ben Jenkins. Ben, however, has unfortunately pissed himself to death. In his stead, today, we are joined by who gets to be the co-host? Squabble for it. Who wants it? Hamara Marbub's here. Hello, Hum.
Hello.
And then we have dual guests.
Neither of us wanted
to. We don't want it. We don't want that responsibility.
No. I don't think I want the responsibility of not uploading an episode for 7 weeks in a row. I can't take that kind of pressure, man.
I don't have enough lollies to eat loudly into the microphone, unfortunately.
Tom Walker and Alex Lee are here. Oh, speaking of, actually, Tom Walker, Alex Lee, Hamara Marbub, we have some pre-existing snack reports from the last that we didn't get through in the last one. If anyone wants to have some ghost pepper beef jerky, Tom, interested? Can I interest you in this?
Oh, dear.
It was sent to us by Meredith, who's the author who writes children's books.
Oh, yeah.
Ghost pepper?
I guess.
Beef jerky? This is not a trap.
To keep the spirit of snack report alive, Alex, would you like to join me in some ghost pepper beef jerky?
It seems like a trap.
Yeah.
Oh, but I do love beef jerky.
I'll rip in and then you can follow suit if I don't die.
Okay, that's so kind of you. Thank you, Tom.
Not a problem.
So while Tom is opening the beef jerky.
So ghost pepper, famously the hottest chili in the world, right?
I think it's one of them. Yeah, it's up there. I think there's the Carolina Reapers up there as well. There's a new one called X.
Tom, that's such a big piece. Don't put it all in your mouth. Oh, he's put it all in his mouth. God.
How are we thinking, Tom? What are we thinking, Tom? You got to talk into the microphone.
Oh, yeah. I was going by the old rule of when you have food in your mouth, don't speak into the microphone.
Oh, well, that's...
I forgot where I was.
No, Free to a Good Home, Betty.
I'm so sorry.
What's the sensation right now?
What are you feeling?
I would say this is a commercially available gas station snack that does not... It has heat to it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say this is a perilous level of heat.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say this is just a pleasant level of heat.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's quite low down. The ghost pepper is quite low down the list of ingredients. You're consuming more vinegar, more MSG, and more brown sugar than you are ghost pepper right now.
Yeah, it's definitely cut loose.
All right.
Sweets.
I'll get in on that. I was scared that it was an Asian beef jerky, but when I said it was American, I was like, those pussies.
Yeah. No,
you know, it's not going to be hot.
Yeah. Man, their heat scales are all over the place.
America?
Because they'll have like flaming hot stuff, and then you have it, and it's just like the slightest tingle. In like it's nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
But then if you go to a Szechuan place and just order a one pepper, it'll blow your fucking head off.
Yeah,
it'll change your whole day.
Alex, Tom, we'll go to Tom because Alex is eating.
Okay,
it's been a while since you've been on the show, Tom. What's been happening? Any big news?
Oh God, no, no.
Oh, you've got something coming up, don't you?
Oh God, do I? Oh yeah, I'm getting married. Oh yeah,
to who?
Some lady. Whatever little one they...
Were you desperately trying to think of a gig to promote because you'd forgotten your wedding?
Yeah. Whatever little chick they have. Well, I don't know. I don't, you know, fucking know what to talk about this, but I do, we're getting married. This is something.
Here we finally got...
So, I didn't know you have to do all this shit by getting like a phone interview.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Oh, you guys got... Okay, so you guys got married through a celebrant. And then the celebrant, like...
That's
people get married. What are you doing?
Who's marrying you? A sea captain?
Okay, well... No.
Who is marrying you?
Well, so our thing was, we were like, okay, a great way to get around the fact that, you know, otherwise people have to, like, watch us sign, like, papers at the wedding or what have you, is maybe we'll have, like... The paper wedding before the ceremony that is like all of our friends together.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
sure.
We were going to do a registry
thing,
wedding. And then,
right.
So the registry wedding is what we're going to do. But to do that, we have to get like a phone interview and
like
then.
Is it like a self tape, like an audition or whatever?
That was genuinely what I thought. I was like, we're going to have to send in like front facing camera footage of us being like, I'm saying this of my own free will and I can't wait to have a hubby. But
Tom Walker, creative rep.
Yeah. Oh, good. 6'2", 6'3", on a good day. they knock it back. Like, there's no way he could possibly be with her. We need to keep this stallion wild.
Have you had this interview yet?
So we have had one attempt at the interview. And
what do you mean? Attempt?
How do you fail an
interview? Oh, God.
Okay.
So, get married.
Is it with City Hall or was it with the celebrant or who's doing it?
This was with like the birth, deaths, and marriages.
Right, okay.
And I hate to tell you guys.
But overseas,
they saw them and they were like, these guys are just being born.
Bureaucratically, apparently, yeah. We are just not in government. Love, unfortunately. No. The reason it failed was because we had to send in fucking like 7 points of ID, whatever. I can't remember what it was.
I don't imagine you have 7 points of ID.
Yeah, I do. I do. I have my driver's license now.
Is that seven or is that?
I have my driver's license.
Do you have your driver's license, Tom?
Isn't that scary?
When did Tom get his driver's license?
Have you always been able to drive? It's never occurred to me to think about Tom in a car. Tom,
it's really scary to think about.
Tom had his license. Have you always been able to drive? No, he had his license when we were in uni and then he drove like three times and found it so scary that he never renewed his driver's license.
I really don't like driving. I had my green peas for a while and then I never upgraded to the full license.
Yes.
And then I went in to get like my, I was just like, I went into the Roads and Traffic Authority or whatever they call it now. And I was like, please, I don't.
I'm a 35-year-old man.
34. At this point, 34
a good day.
Could play 28. I went in and I think I changed the guy's whole day because I don't think he'd expected this interaction at his job. And I was like, I don't know whether I have my driver's license. Can you look me up? Can you look me up and then give me whatever I've got? And he looks me up and he was like, all right, yeah, no, it says here you've got your full driver's license. And I went, wow. And he went, huh. Quickly, like, called his supervisor over because that reaction means I shouldn't be on the road. But even then, it got through, so I have my driver's license.
Hang on, but don't you have to do a test to get your full license?
I should have.
You just pay money.
I think.
Are you sure?
I did it like a week ago. Yeah.
I think that with the amount of time that had passed, they were like, "Well, we don't. Whatever happens to this guy, it's not our problem." It was always going
to
happen.
Feel like I failed my license to my quiz to get my maybe that would have been red peas.
When you're younger they make you test they saw Tom and they were like, there's a 34-year-old man, he's probably got like a regular job and responsibilities and he knows how to
they
drive
saw me
a car
and they were like, well, that 26-year-old he has an air of wisdom about him, that's for sure. Anyway, all that to say, yes, I have my ID.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that scuppered the interview was that we had sent in Demi's ID, and Demi's ID didn't have her name change because documents hadn't come through.
Oh, because Demi legally changed her middle name to Pizza or something?
Yes.
So her middle name being Pizza is why you're not married right now.
That is true. And let me tell you, in a long line of feeling like a complete nonsense person... this now, scuppering our attempt to schedule our actual marriage really, really hit hard for both
Sorry,
of us.
So you're not legally married because your fiancé's legal middle name is Pizza.
And you know what? I'm going to spread the blame around here. And they spent a little while longer getting that documentation to us. And so, but now
you're trying to blame the good people at birth, deaths, and marriages.
I'm just saying.
Just imagine him calling like the bureaucracy up in a heartbeat. Like, excuse me, where is my wife's certificate that says her name is Pizza?
Hell,
I need it to commit to her for life.
I know.
So, will you be taking the name Pizza when you get married?
I would. No, she's worked so hard for it. I couldn't possibly take it away from her.
Are you gonna do names at all when you get married?
No, I don't want Lardner.
Walker Lardners, the Lardner Walkers. What do we think?
Lard walks.
Ugh. All of them bad.
Yeah.
All of them bad.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think we're just going to stick with... Actually, you know what? Tom Hing has a nice ring to it.
Okay. I didn't take Hing's name, so there's a spare.
Ooh.
You can have that one.
There's not. What? Well, then Demi becomes Demi Marbub.
I don't want to give Demi that.
Demi Hing.
Demi Hing. Tom Hing.
Yeah.
You could be Tom Marbub.
Really?
That could work. I like that
you
one.
You draft me?
I take Tom.
You what? Okay, well, Alex, sorry, you're being drafted to the Hinks now.
What?
Sucked in. Sucked in, Alex.
Well, look, congratulations on your pending nuptials, Tom. I have something planned for your wedding.
That sounds
ominous.
Well, I know that Hing has approached Demi and said, can I hire a different Asian man to go to your wedding? Which... I can't remember if I actually followed through on this, but I was going to offer you the opportunity to do this because I know you fucking hate weddings.
Demi said I wasn't allowed to.
Yes.
Because apparently you're paying for food. And apparently I'm giving a speech.
Yeah, I don't think that was the main reason.
No, I've got something planned, but because we talked about this in the last episode, Tom's speech at our wedding was so
legendary.
Funny. Legendary. It was so funny and so brutal that I have... But I only told Tom about that, like, what, 3 days out
I don't think it was so brutal.
At one point, you compare me to a dog eating its own shit, I think.
No, eating its own vomit. And that's just to do with, like, how you interact with things that bring you pleasure. Like, you see him, you know, curating his backpack spreadsheet or whatever, and you're like, I don't understand.
We don't need to relive the speech, Tom.
Okay.
All right. Because how when I went to a wedding last night,
okay.
And it was like by two very, it was not by, it was between two very lovely people.
Yeah.
Who have, I would say, have not been irony poisoned in the way that all of us have. And the speeches there were just people saying nice things about each other. And no one was giving anyone an autism diagnosis in the speech.
I was not the first one to propose an autism diagnosis.
Yes, thank you, Dad.
I had the MC call the groom a loser at any stage?
Yeah, no, actually the MCs were two very live men who I'd say their microphone technique wasn't as good as yours, Alex.
I'll take that.
But generally speaking, no. They didn't no one spent, I would say, 45 minutes humiliating the couple.
Interesting.
Yeah, mostly right. The groom.
Okay, right.
So you went to this lovely wedding.
Went to this lovely wedding last night, and it just struck me that not every wedding must be an arms race of insults. But...
Well, and also, I just want to make clear, my wedding isn't that. Feel free to do the nice thing at my wedding.
No, but I feel like because of the humiliation I suffered at my own wedding... At your hand, Tom.
No!
I feel like I'm like duty honor bound to retaliate in some fashion.
Okay.
I don't know what you expect. I don't.
I think a missing part uh-huh. of this uh-huh. is that I stream on Twitch and you work at the project.
Uh huh.
And so there is an.
Oh, are you punching up?
I am! I'm taking over the media fucking bigwig over here. From my cobbled together scrap heap throne. That sure, I've made a funny little life for myself. Look, some of us do podcasts every week, Michael.
Yeah,
I
don't think it's because the things on the project, but I do think traditionally your relationship between you two has been like bully and bully.
And I want to say, the gesture there was I was the bullied. Yeah.
Yes, the bullied person. So that's why I think that, you know, maybe it might be a bit of an ugly look if you're really...
I think the ugly look will be if I kind of cow to Tom's bullying and don't strike back with a knife in his back or front.
I think you're going to go too hard. Yeah. I think it's going to ruin the wedding.
Yeah,
I've been thinking this since I asked you to do a speech and I saw the fucking steel look in your eye. I know you're going to go too hard. I know it's going to be so fucking awkward.
Here's a photo of Tom's penis I have from 2007, everyone.
No, it's gotten bigger since then. I was only 12.
We play the video of Tom shitting in his hand.
As a 26-year-old now, I was only 12 at the time.
Yeah. And I could play 24. Yeah, no, I do you still have the video of me shitting in my hand?
Yeah, I think it'll be in my iCloud somewhere.
But I don't think we. But
I don't think you want to bring it.
How many?
I was just interested to say.
Because your family's quite fancy. Will much of your fancy family be at the wedding, Tom?
Just my mum and my dad. That's pretty much my whole family.
Yeah, but they're pretty fancy.
And I love your parents. Don't make Tom's mum cry. She's so nice.
Yeah, we could ask her to look away. We could ask her to face the back like she's protesting during my speech.
God damn it! No, I think because here's the thing. Also, I. In my speech, I didn't think of myself as being mean. And I and that's something to keep in mind, because I think you and I are fundamentally very mean people. So we don't need to try to be.
Just try and make a nice speech.
Okay. Genuinely, if we try our best to just say that, and I can't even look at you while I say this, to say that we love each other, I think it will come out as the cruelest thing anyone else would say at a wedding. Like,
interesting. Alex, before we started this podcast, if we could abruptly turn, you said to us, I said, do you have anything to tell us about? And you said, this morning, I forgot to brush my teeth. No, I forgot how to brush my teeth.
I forgot how to brush my teeth. Literally before I left, I was like, better brush my teeth. And so I was looking, I was distracted. I was looking for my makeup bag at the time. So I was like, time to brush my teeth. I started with a big glug of water in my mouth. Then I picked up my toothbrush, still holding the water in my mouth. Put toothpaste on my brush and then sort of jammed my toothbrush in the hole, like trying not to spill any. And started sloshing around. And I did that for about 30 seconds until I realized it wasn't the right way to do it.
Pre-rinsing.
I was like doing a wet wash. I don't know what to call it.
Washing machine in your mouth.
Yeah.
I was doing a washing
like
machine
a dishwasher.
Oh my god. And it was the weirdest thing that ever happened to me, just to completely forget.
Your usual process is brush, and then what do you do with the brush? What do you usually do? What's your usual process?
Sorry, yeah.
Wait, there's a brush?
Brush, and then what do you do with the brush?
Yeah.
Do you put water on the brush first? Or do you put toothpaste on the brush first?
Oh, I usually put a little bit of water on the brush, toothpaste, scrub it up.
So do you, have you seen these freaks who put dry brush, toothpaste on dry brush, then add water to the dry brush with the toothpaste on it?
Wash all the toothpaste off.
Fucking freaks.
No, you guys are using too wet toothpaste. You can do that with a sufficiently rigid toothpaste.
There's different.
Are you a freak who does this?
Sometimes I do. I mix it up.
You're a freak who does.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what order you do it in.
You didn't tell me this before we fucking committed our lives to each other.
Okay, yesterday you told me you don't wipe your ass.
What?
What?
Oh, wait, on your little, they had conversation cards at the wedding. And, like, so you turn over your little place card that says your name on it. When you turned it over, it asks, like, you know, a little conversation starter. Mine was, what do you want the other gender to experience? And his was, do you scrunch or fold?
Oh, right.
And he said, I don't wipe my ass. And then moved on like it was normal.
I was making a joke, to be clear.
No, you said it twice. But that's something you've also said on radio. This is like your feet thing. I think there are jokes he tells that are secretly real.
Oh, yeah.
Like the feet thing. He's always talking about how much he doesn't like feet. I think he likes feet.
I don't like you. You would think after 10 years in a relationship with me, you would know if I liked feet, right?
I think there'd be probably be some clues, especially with such gorgeous feet as our friend Hum. I mean, God.
Because I feel like what's happened here is, I was what I was doing up is I said, "Hey, you're one of these freaks who puts water on a toothbrush." And then rather than engage with the question, you've gone into battle mode.
Yes. Hum has adopted a defensive posture and then immediately lashed out. Yes.
This is one of my favorite techniques.
It's to wildly deflect. And then hope no one notices.
Ah, let's talk about something else. No, but I think you can do it.
If you do it, don't listen to this podcast. Tom.
That's a really bad way of brushing your teeth. I just want to say, I can see myself
it
doing that
bad.
Also, Alex. But
You
didn't understand. So your takeaway at the end was not, I've discovered a new technology.
No, I had to abandon. It was too runny in there and you couldn't maneuver around enough because, you're trying to keep the tight seal on. You know, you got your little mouth sphincter working really hard.
Full of water.
Full of water, and you're trying to brush around in there.
I think
it's like it was working inside an aquarium. Like it wasn't working.
Also, because when you're foaming the toothpaste, that's going to create more volume because it's exploding. You know.
Yeah.
So by the end, did you look like a child whose mouth had been inflated by Willy Wonka or something?
I did. I spat it out. It was not a pleasing experience. I think that they figured it out when they invented toothbrushing. It does not need to be improved by me accidentally.
Do you often have mind blanks like that where you just forget how to do stuff?
No.
Why?
Do you?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you like people who you make pasta and then you go to strain the pasta but you forget the strainer, so you just throw all the pasta down the drain.
I've never done that. I have never done that in my life.
That seems like something I would have done, but I haven't done that one. But I think I relate to this on principle,
well,
yes.
Well, your sink also isn't like food safe because you and Debbie regularly piss in it. Well,
not regularly anymore.
Oh my God.
The two warring parties of the house have reached a truce.
Actually, speaking of real estate, Tom, do you have one a classified to share with us?
I do. Can I?
Yes, I think this was sent in by, this was sent into the Discord by, I think, someone called Wazzle. Okay, maybe, cool. That's my guess.
What's up, Wazzle? Would you purchase a house with this history? This is posted by Super Nintendo Chalmers on the ozbargain.com.au forums.
Okay.
I found a house for sale, an older home on a decent block in a good suburb. The price might be negotiable, which is what I would do anyway, since I'm a true blue Oz bargainer. You are a fucking stone cold freak. Jesus Christ. The agent called us earlier today to disclose something that they are legally required to disclose. Over 20 years ago, there was a double homicide on the property. Since that period, the home has had two owners, but I believe the state government here only changed the law 10 years ago to make it mandatory for real estate agents to disclose this to a prospective buyer. Huh. I'm in two minds to pursue this. On one hand, I accept that bad things happen, and that for all we know, we might be reading this post, this in properties or land where massacres have taken place. Or even thinking about cities like Berlin, Warsaw, misspelled, and Moscow. And Moscow, where horrible things happened, and yet no doubt people eat, sleep, etc. on those sites, or even the same rooms.
Sorry, is the subject of this, why hasn't the Holocaust affected Berlin property prices?
I think maybe they seem to have a very strange understanding of where houses are in cities. On the other hand, I have no idea where the murderer is. Are they still in jail or have they died? And this those bug me and gives me pause for thought. What are your thoughts? And then they have a poll here on would you purchase a house of this history? 301 people voting yes, 177 voting no.
So most people, yes, said, landslide. Most people have said they'll buy the murder house.
We'll buy the murder house. Double murder house.
Interesting. Mm. Would you live in the murder house, Hum?
It depends what the suburb is and whether it's a good negotiating point.
Yeah. I think that I would...
Stone cold.
Yeah.
It would definitely make me feel good to win an argument using this as a... by pretending to be superstitious.
Mm. Oh, right. You know? Yeah, so you go in being like, oh, I simply couldn't. I hear ghosts all the time wandering around with sage or whatever.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, what do you mean win an argument?
Well, I kind of mean...
Oh, with the real estate agent?
Yes.
Once you'd moved in.
Yeah. Oh, really? You really think that that's the way we want to arrange the plates in the house that you made us buy where two murders are? Oh, yeah. No, I think that I would like to do, I guess what I'm thinking of is being a savvy businessman, which seems like it would be nice.
Mm. Mm. Would you want to know how the people died? I mean, would you want to know the details of the double homicide or would you rather be ignorant?
I think you'd want to know because if there was specifics to the house that allowed the double homicide to happen, like a secret hatch or something, a trapdoor. What?
Just, I don't know. It seems like you have a surprisingly childish view of murder.
Blah! He's got a
shot. Perhaps they were both taken out by a spinning bookcase to reveal a secret room. Yeah,
A poisonous flask from a mystery professor, perhaps.
Yeah. He hasn't read any murder novels since Sherlock Holmes.
Gotcha.
No, I think I'd like to know the details. You know,
but what if it was really horrific, and then every time you like walk past the kitchen, you're like, ugh.
I think what I'm saying is, I think you would want to know before you purchase the house. I wouldn't want to purchase the house and then do my research after spending, I don't know, $1 million on a murder house.
But what if the house is worth like $3 million, and then you're like, I don't like the murder thing. You get it for $1 million, but if you do all the research, then you find out that it was something really hideous, and then you're like, I don't even want it anymore, and then you've missed out on saving $2 million.
How about this? Would you like to buy the house for $1 million, and you know the details of the murder beforehand, mm-hmm. or $900,000 and they tell you after you buy it?
Oh, that's a big saving.
Yeah, right? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a Channel 7 reality show.
Yeah.
We should call them.
Yeah, Murder House. It's coming soon to 7.
Yeah, but it is going to be worse when they tell you.
Yeah, they got to do a Spooky the Block.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Chopping Block.
Over time, like, just say this law came in 10 years ago, and it's like every time someone's been murdered on a property,
yeah,
you've got to tell the new owners, right? Over time, will every house become a murder house eventually?
I
guess the murder rates are quite low.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's as many murders in houses as you think.
No, but like if you're in...
A lot of murders happen outside.
But if you're in like the UK where there's been sort of, you know, probably 1,000 years of houses and murders, you know, in London, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like, do they have to tell you there?
Enough bad stuff has happened in London that they don't keep tallies of it
anymore.
Just
assume.
Yeah, you can just assume that wherever you are, someone has had the worst thing possible happen to them. And that's and the great thing about England is you can feel it. Like, no matter where you are, you can feel kind of a built-up amount of misery in every single room that you're in. You know, I don't think they worry about that there because they've just kind of internalized it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a gambling man. I would take the $900,000. I actually would take the $900,000, the cheaper house with the information after.
Yeah, that's I think I would too.
Yeah.
Would you, Hum?
Yeah, in this economy.
I think I would move. I would, if my bedroom was in the room where the murders had happened, I think I would change the bedroom. And that would be my one concession. I wouldn't want to sleep in the room where the murders had happened for some reason, but I would make it a darling office.
Damn.
I think I'd do like a weird kooky cleansing ritual, or maybe like every single one. Like I'd get someone from every single religion and tradition and whatever to come in and do a little.
Every single religion and tradition.
Maybe not Scientology, but like every other one.
So you'd get a Catholic priest.
An Anglican priest. A Lutheran priest.
We're getting Baptists. We're getting Protestants.
Not Mormons.
So far you've only named Christians.
All the good Christians.
I have to start. Then we're getting a Sunni guy. We're getting a Shia guy. We're getting a Baha'i guy.
We booked the Sunni and the Shia guy on the same day. Oh, my goodness. Let's keep them in different rooms. Cleansing different parts of the property.
But it turns out in a Mrs. Doubtfire-esque charade, it's the same guy. In a series of different beards and wigs.
Nobody's ever booked two of us. Nobody's ever booked these two guys for the same gig. I thought this was the perfect way to increase my exorcism business.
I once got Muslim exercised.
What?
Yeah, you don't know.
I've never heard about Muslim exercising.
So, wait, for context, your family is Muslim.
Yeah.
Second context, she's a deeply haunted woman.
What? I don't think I knew about this.
Yeah, well, look, I think a lot of Muslims wouldn't call it Muslim or exorcism, but okay. Something happened.
So someone came over and just kind of freestyled on you?
Did you go to therapy? What are we talking about here?
No, so one time when I was like 15 or something, we went back to Bangladesh and we went back to my mother's ancestral village.
Because I've never been to the village and I imagine Tom and Alex haven't either. What is the, just describe, how many people live in the village? Like how rural is it? What are we talking?
What's the Sydney equivalent of the village?
Okay, so I haven't been to enough rural places in Australia.
Is it like they walkable? Kind of freaked me out. Do we have a farmer's market?
So for further context, my mother's family are like feudal lords in Bangladesh. So...
hoity-toity.
Yeah. Genetically bossy.
So when we go back to the village.
It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense when Hum just says, I'm a princess. Oh my God.
We go back and we've got like a big, you know, complex of houses and all the lands around, etc. I own several groves. Many groves are due to me upon certain deaths.
Okay.
And the groves, are they farmable groves? Are they like orchards or some shit?
Yeah, right? There's mangoes, there's coconuts, there's your various tropical fruits, etc. Crops.
Could you just wander onto the grove and take whatever you wish?
I've done it before.
Oh my God.
But I don't get it. We send a boy to fetch it.
Hum.
There's a boy you send into the trees to fetch you the fruits.
Oh my God, I've never been the not villain on the podcast. Holy shit.
It's actually my culture, so. Tom.
God damn it. Fucking brown people, dude.
What? We're isolating that. We're isolating that, Tom.
You can't even be like, hey, you guys shouldn't have slaves.
They're not that paid.
I liked you better when I thought you were oppressed.
Yeah. I know, dude. You can't be the white people of brown people. You're my brown friend.
Only the white people of brown people get to this country.
I need you to be scholarship brown people.
Oh no, we're gonna have to to find another one.
I know. I worked so hard to have this one.
Anyway, the point is we were in the village and my mother took me to, like, I guess, like the village wise woman. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And she said it was because I used to have, I still do have, but it's just not very active. You guys know the Michael Jackson disease, vitiligo?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got it.
I honestly thought you were going to.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going to say the Michael Jackson disease being a better one. I held my breath as you were talking.
You wouldn't need it. You'd try exorcism for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I've got vitiligo too. Look, it's on my elbow and it's on my eyebrow.
Oh, like, where's your eyebrow?
Yeah. You know, white patch you normally have.
Oh, there you go. I've got one on my neck and some like under my hair. Sometimes.
So is it stress induced? Is that the kind of vibe?
Well, mine did start when I was in year five and studying for the selective schools admission test.
Oh.
And the dermatologist did say it was stress induced.
By this point, you were living in Australia, but your parents took you back to Bangladesh to visit a wise woman in the village.
Yes.
And cure your vitiligo.
Yes.
And I'll say, just because Michael's not going to jump in, I think you broads still look gorgeous. Despite this glaring flaw, I think you're both absolute bombshells.
But it's funny that you just said that Hum's like the white people of brown people because her skin was literally turning white.
Also interesting that Tommy chose to call both of these women beautiful after they just said to you that they had some white skin.
I just think it's awesome to see. As a recruiter, it's awesome to see you guys considering making the switch.
Anyway, my mother said it was for my vitiligo. Is that how you say it? Yeah, vitiligo.
Yeah.
But like looking back now, I think she just, my mother doesn't really like me. So for my personality.
So when you went to the wise woman, what did the wise woman do to cleanse you?
What was her setup?
So we were in like a dark room, and it's the village, so the walls are mostly made of like straw and thatch and stuff. Like and
what,
woven.
You're like what 10 years old at this point, 9 years old, something.
No, like I was like a teenager. I would have been like 14, 15 maybe.
Oh right, okay.
And she kind of chanted a bunch of stuff
in Bangla or in.
I actually don't. Okay, so here's the thing. So in the village, they speak a dialect. So I don't often understand the Bangla they're saying, but also because it was meant to be religious, maybe she was speaking Arabic, but with a weird village accent that I wouldn't have understood anyway.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she said some words in some language, unclear, and she was moving around me and was like throwing stuff at me, but I can't remember what it was. It was either like powder or water.
Wow.
At me, and then she spat on her hand. And then, like, rubbed her hand into my hair. Mm-hmm.
Is that why you got that lump in your head?
No, the lump is congenital. Okay. It's the mark of a feudal lord, in fact.
Please. Please, help. My smooth daughter, she needs her lump.
Okay. Cone-headed.
And then, like, we just literally never spoke about it again.
Wow.
Do you think it was a service that was charged for?
Yeah.
Do you reckon your mum gave them some money or something?
I feel like I remember my mother giving the woman money.
Wow.
You gotta ask your mum about it.
My mother and I don't really speak about anything that matters.
I feel like you have, even now, you have the relationship that would drive a religious person to be like, there's something there that can be driven out. Like, you have the personality. And I can see as like a 14 or 15-year-old, like, I think all of us, you look back on who you were as a 14 or 15 year old and you're like, there was so much.
Oh, demons. Oh, that's demons.
Fixed.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I would say my mother probably was like, there's something going wrong.
Yeah.
But we got to take her somewhere to get rid of something. And to me, it was probably like, oh, it's for this one thing that you know you have.
Yes.
Mm. Did you feel different afterwards? Do you remember?
I felt pretty grossed out by the spit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you felt wet.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So how did it, like, because we know what you are now, were you like worse before? what was the vibe pre-ritual, do we think? Has this fundamentally changed your personality at all?
I think I've always been perfect, so
yeah, it didn't work.
Didn't work. Yeah.
Hey,
that's a huge whiff.
Just one second, I got to Google some flights to Bangladesh. There's an old woman I need to pay to spit on my wife.
Finish the job.
Oh, actually, I've got
you could do this for your other podcast.
Hey, guys, this week's silver bullet is flying to Bangladesh to have an old woman spit on you. Al, do you have one you want to share with us?
Yes. Yeah, here we go. It's from Cora. Fangs Alaric posts, I have been masturbating excessively and now I am constipated for a week. I stopped masturbating. That's a good first step. And now what should I do to get rid of that constipation? So here's his theory. Here's their theory. I'll explain why that happened. When you masturbate, you unconsciously pull back scat/poo that is about to come out, making you lose the need to go to the toilet for a day or more, depending on how long you did it.
Okay.
When you do it every day, you keep pulling scat back, causing constipation. The only way to get them out is to forcefully squeeze them out, which is painful and uncomfortable. The real solution would be to masturbate when you go to the toilet.
What?
So I think the assumption here is that this person has a penis and that the upstroke of the jacking off is pulling the poop into their body.
Like the poop's all loaded up in your dick?
Yeah, I think it's the poop and the poop.
No, that can't be.
I think the idea here is that the body is a series of tubes and by having goo come out of your penis and like it pulsing and pulling the goop out of there, The pulling of that is also relating to the butthole, it's pulling stuff from the butthole into the body.
This is a very
and I
cartoon understanding of the human body.
I 100% believe that I am right
I think it's probably a little simpler than that, which is probably more to do with like orgasm and like clenching your pelvic floor muscles or whatever, and clenching that, forcing poo back into your.
I don't think this person knows what a pelvic floor muscle is.
Right. Okay.
I think the bodybuilder, the weird masculine understanding of the body as a series of tubes, is shining through to me here.
To think that if you masturbate once a week when you go to the toilet, you wouldn't get constipated.
How are you meant to masturbate when you're shitting?
I think it's meant to be. I imagine they mean after you've shat, so there's the least poo to go back into your body. I think.
I don't know that I can do that.
Is this what? True?
Well, it just seems like so much scheduling.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a spur of the moment kind of guy when it comes to jerking off. I don't know about you.
Are you a regular shitter though? Do you have like a time?
I'm a 5-star shitter.
Oh,
that's what, that wasn't the question, really. I don't think that was the question.
I don't think I'm not able to immediately recall a time, but I definitely am a morning shitter. But I also eat a high fiber diet, and I'm a well oiled machine.
I think Tom thinks the body is a series of tubes.
Oh, it certainly is.
There's another line here that I'd like some information on.
Sure.
It says researchers show, which is. CHES, researchers show that you feel the need to poop whenever you feel horny. Is that correct? According to your research?
I have not.
I also don't feel like I want to poop.
I would say that if I want to poop, that would probably undo any horniness I was feeling.
Yeah, right.
That would be, in terms of which need I need to satisfy first, it would definitely be the shitting.
Yeah.
Because one, I mean, I can do, you know, they can't coexist. I can't satisfy both of them. Just with my predilections.
Actually, speaking of sort of sex and, you know, filth, I had a joke censored the other night on the show. I don't know. What do you think this is? Are you surprised? I was surprised this got struck down by the censors.
What's your rating, PG?
I imagine G. It's kind of like the news, I guess. G or PG. I don't know. We're allowed to say one shit, I think, or two shits,
PG,
half an hour.
Then.
It must be PG then. I don't know. But, okay. So it was like a monologue joke. It was a news story, and then it was a joke off the headline. So the news story was that there was that bathroom, sorry, that, I don't know if you saw that apartment in Sydney that was on sale for like $200,000 or something in the CBD, and the reason it was so cheap because it doesn't have a bathroom.
Oh,
I also talked about this on television this week.
it's a
wonderful landscape for media.
And the joke I wrote for it was, I thought, pretty innocuous, which is, this is the perfect apartment for a young professional with a busy work life or a couple who like pissing on each other, right? And I thought that would be a pretty easy get through the censors, and they were like, absolutely not. Mm. You can't say pissing on each other.
Of course not.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
That makes so much sense.
What do you mean?
But that is so much worse than saying, oh, this shit's crazy. Yeah. Introducing to like a 12-year-old that a couple could... There's something especially egregious about saying that they love pissing on each other.
That's not...
That's so obviously never going to make it to air.
What are you,
it's not just the use of the word piss. It's just like a sexual fetish that you're saying on broadcast news television.
They don't like you talking about water sports. You do
at 6:30 p.m.
Oh my god, the sun's out, dude. Fucking hell, this isn't one of your dirty little shows that you do late night at the comedy festival. You sex freak.
I went back to the lawyers. I went back to the lawyers and sent them. I sent them quite a rooting
match. Oh my god! This was your hill to die on.
And I sent an email to the control room, being like, "Hey guys, I think we're being a little bit too cautious about this." And I think it's actually
wow.
So, are we doing a bit, or is it we?
No, we are not doing a bit.
It seems very obvious.
It is so obvious why this would not get up. And also, and my heart breaks for you for this, trotting that joke out to resounding silence at the table must have been brutal.
Oh no, I wasn't delivering it. You know, in the patter of the thing, it would have.
Would you like to hit the couple who love pissing on each other with more verve? I think we're all agreed. Censors in the right. You can't say that.
I'm incensed at the idea, as a lawyer who gets emails from people being like, you said that's illegal, but I just don't think so.
Yeah.
The idea of getting, I would just walk out for the rest of the day. I'd be like, no one can pay me enough to argue with a man who thinks talking about pissing on each other on television is good.
I think you guys are all... what's the word? You're all endowing the act of pissing on each other with a sexual...
Michael.
Don't.
Michael.
Maybe this couple likes pissing on each other just for fun, and it's not actually about piss sex.
I've got to say... I've got a problem with this joke anyway because the piss still goes somewhere.
And also,
and they enjoy it.
What, do they have a tiled kitchen? What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I didn't see, but I imagine they do.
The joke's fundamentally flawed. Well,
the joke.
It's also, it doesn't address, they should love pissing and shitting on each other.
Pissing and shitting?
Well, because otherwise what are they going to do with the shit?
I put it in a bag and throw it out the window?
Now, see, there's the joke.
That's what I did on my TV show.
Alex, you're a fucking pro.
Thanks, man.
The joke.
And her joke got up.
The joke we settled on was actually a Tom Walker inspired joke,
Where's my fucking credit?
Which was, it wasn't inspired by your comedy. It was inspired by your life.
Yeah, but still.
I think the joke they settled on was something like, you know, the house does come with a sink, or as a real estate agent called it, a resourceful man's bathroom. Oh. Or resourceful man's toilet, I think.
I mean, yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah,
you can do whatever in there.
All right, can I share this one? Yeah, this one was sent in by Siddharth. Thank you, Siddharth. And he said, please do this the next time Tom is on the show. Mm-hmm. And this was like, he only said this in like recently. So this isn't, and I didn't know this. I didn't actually read the messages until after you were on the show, Tom. So just, I don't want you to think this was a stitch up.
But. And when I was on the show was, 3 p.m. yesterday? That's what? When you booked?
Yeah. But yeah. I only read this morning. So yeah. I don't want you to think that I, this is...
Michael, consider yourself absolved.
Thank you so much. Also, I know we haven't done the podcast much recently, but if you have any classifieds you want to send in, please send them to our Facebook page or into the Discord, or you can, I don't know, maybe DM Ben on Twitter. I'm going to check my DMs. All right. This is from r/relationship advice. Mm-hmm. And this was found by Siddharth. Okay. Caught my, this is a female 24-year-old person, mm-hmm. partner, male 27, caught my male partner sucking himself. I don't know why Siddharth wanted to do it when Tom was on the show.
I mean, I have a deep well of knowledge about this area.
Do you, Tom?
Yes, on account of you.
Oh, I heard one time that you actually took to it. Anyway.
This is an example of why you're not going to speak at my wedding. We're just going to cancel it.
the speech or the wedding?
Both.
To start off, he's been saying he wants to try kinkier stuff a lot lately, but I've been a little shy about it. I feel like he wants me to do porn star stuff when I just want to have the look or the confidence for some of the BDSM scenes he's been... Sorry, when I just don't have the look or the confidence from some of the BDSM scenes he's been showing me. Fast forward to him texting me during lunch while I was at work. He works from home. That he had a surprise for me when I got home. Later that day, I get home a little later than usual. I walk into the room and find him with his dick in his mouth. I don't even know how to feel about this. It is way different to all the stuff he was trying to get me into. I'm not even sure how I'm supposed to cope. He said he wasn't gay. He was just trying to get himself off while he waited for me to get home. But I just feel like there are other ways he could have done that instead of sucking himself off. What do I do? How am I supposed to move forward knowing that he can do this anytime he wants?
Huh. There is a lot of insecurity in the writing of this message. Yeah. Is what I'm immediately... Insecurity and also homophobia. From the writer, and it is, I don't think any of us would have guessed halfway through that post that we would end up siding with the guy who sucks himself off.
I was like, well, this is a reasonable thing.
It's an open and shut case, but then her reaction is so loaded with negativity that you kind of end up siding a little bit with the guy who made the crucial error of saying he has a surprise, and then as a safety, having a fun little gift. Like,
yeah.
What, having a nice frame of the time we went to Bali. Yeah. Nice photo.
Oh, just like, you've walked into me sucking myself off. And he looks up, he clocks the facial expression. Yeah. Can see it's not landing. And he's like,
Here's a bag of Cadbury's favorites.
I got you a Nintendo Switch. Like, whatever, yeah.
Maybe that was the surprise. And he was just waiting to hear the key in the door. And it was like, quick, let's go. Quick.
I think that was the surprise.
Oh, I thought because he was waiting he brought like some handcuffs or something. Oh, but he got so bored.
And he was trying to rile himself up.
Yeah.
No, I think that was the surprise. And then when she hated it, he was like, no, that wasn't the surprise. I just got bored.
I was just chilling out. I was just doing whatever. I didn't even think he'd like it. It wasn't for you.
It's so funny to see that scene and go, are you gay? You're having sex with a man. And for him to have to reassure her that was not the case.
No, I'm just strange.
I know I'm probably opening a can of worms here, but if you walked in to her, because I'm not at work as much as I used to be, and you often go to the office. Mm-hmm. If you came home on a Wednesday or something and the key turned in the door and you found me doing the old Tom Walker, what?
He's having sex with me from behind.
Hello,
just doing the old Tom Walker.
No, babe, this isn't gay. I'm just strange.
Hey, hum. I can't get enough of this.
No, if you found me sitting on the couch doing the Tom Walker, aka sucking my own dick, because that's what it is.
Which, again, is not anything. It's so fucking annoying. You have no idea how annoying it is to have these fucking grubs just constantly like,
ha ha ha, the Michael King story.
That's the worst part about it. Is the fucking cunts who are now like, I'm in a dick. That's it. That's the fucking cost, is the amount of messages I get, the amount of tags I get on Discord or Twitter or anything, just from these annoying little bugs who are constantly like, aha, you're the sucks his own dick guy. The comments on the Facebook group, oh, I heard you took 3 days off. Oh, funny joke. Funny little joke.
Did you? So has this migrated? Because I don't think I'm really in your world of your fans.
Yeah, you're on a fucking project. Some of us are down here.
Has the joke about you sucking your own dick? Has it? has it gone beyond like fans are free to a good home? Is it like now just Tom Walker fans are get it?
It or? Is. It is.
How far
fulfilled
has it
your goal, which is that it now is something that people think is true. And yes. As a result, it is something that is brought up without me knowing about it until people tag me in.
And so, just to be clear, someone will be having like a discussion in a Facebook comment thread or something.
Yes.
Being like, I heard Tom
people
Walker
now
episode,
believe
blah, blah.
That this is real. Where it was from the start false.
Yeah.
And,
it's been so removed from its context that people just think Tom Walker, they think sucking himself
and
off.
To be clear, the context was that it was a lie that Hing told as real. So in many ways, your lie has worked, Hing.
You could sue Hing for defamation.
Oh, I was just thinking
so
that.
It's an open and shut case.
But don't you think that would be a sort of a Streisand effect situation?
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying for my own.
Yeah, but the amount of... I mean, how much do you think I could get him for?
Ooh, I get some of those project dollars.
I actually think I could. Yours. I could make the argument that actually this has been financially beneficial for you. To be honest,
I think we should. Have
or you could make the argument that Tom's reputation is so bad that this has had no negative impact on his reputation. think,
that's where
Whoa,
it is.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah.
Can we have a special show where we hire actual lawyers to prosecute
the defamation?
That would actually be. Anya probably knows some great barristers.
So we could get Ooh. Anya. We could get Hum. We could get. Anyone?
There are probably some lawyers we don't know as well. there are probably some lawyers that the hosts aren't married to. Somewhere.
So what, you think we should hire actual lawyers to do this?
I think these are actual lawyers.
Well, I mean, like actual lawyers who aren't our wives. Because I was suggesting
a wife can be a lawyer.
Of course. But I suggested the wife lawyers, and you said no, so I'm working on...
You said multiple lawyers.
I know a judge. We could do this.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That could be our Christmas episode.
Maybe for Comedy Festival next year, we'll hire out the comedy...
Yes.
We'll hire out the comedy store and do it. Would you be up for that, Tom?
I'd be up for that. I mean, fucking... What else am I doing?
And we'll make it real stakes. Like,
okay.
Yeah, like so, you'll have to pay Tom money if we
well,
find
think Tom
out
has
that
to, I think defamed. Tom has to, you because when you sue someone, you've got to work out what you've got to make a claim, right? Is that how it works when you sue someone for damages? So Tom's got to make a, like, you've got to work out what you want.
Yeah, I think it would probably be, I mean, the definite material loss that I can say is I probably would have made like 500 working at Manning Bar. $500 before fired.
So you want $500?
I don't want that on paper. As soon as I said that, I was like, probably ask for a little bit more. Got a marriage around. Got a wedding around.
Oh my God. If you would like to see this court case, please, I don't know, contact the guys.
Or if you're, I don't know, who's that famous... defamation barrister, if Sue Chrysanthemum.
Sue Chrysanthemum, if you're listening.
Actually, we'll get the whole team from the BRS trial. I used to work with one of the guys.
Yes.
Great.
Wait, no, then I'm being defended by the same team who defended Ben Robert Smith. I don't like that because my memory is he lost that case and is a war criminal. Adjudicated by a judge.
I believe that that is partly to do with him constantly bringing up different war crimes. I think that was a Ben Robert Smith. That was a client error, not a.
Oh wait, no. Tom is suing me for defamation, and he was suing, so Tom would be Ben Robert Smith in this situation.
I'm fine with that. He's like 6'6".
War criminal on a good day. It would be really funny if we did this and the end result was that the judge was like, Tom's a war criminal.
War criminal who sucks himself off.
Somehow sends both of us to jail. Wait, what?
All right. I think we'll look into trying to do this early next year, maybe. Or, yeah, 2024.
Yeah.
We will hire at the comedy store and we'll find a judge or a, magistrate? Who does?
Yeah, we'll get a judge.
A judge?
Yeah, we'll go on.
Yeah, we'll get a judge or a magistrate, I think. And we'll get a couple of lawyers who aren't our wives.
I think the wives is great, but, you know, wives are busy. Wives are wonderful people with gorgeous full lives and beautiful skin. And don't get me started on those feet.
It's a great idea, Alex. This is a great idea. All right. Well, we have one more, but it's we've been yapping on long enough. Let's
fuck it.
Yeah, unless really
they've had enough.
What?
It's a good one though.
Oh, you can just read the headline.
Okay. Am I the asshole here for making a microscope slide of my husband's sperm?
I mean, wow. My appetite is wet, but look, we're broaching an hour.
You can save it for next time.
Yeah, we've got
it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Hing's picking up the microscope slide and kind of sucking the sperm off it like it's an oyster.
Fuck me. Jeez.
Maybe you do it just to see what your baby would look like.
More tails than zoom I thought.
In. Or regular.
Does anyone have anything they want to plug? Tom, got any appearances at the old Suckoff Den? Or?
No, but check out twitch.tv/TomWalker and the podcast bigsoft2.png. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing festival shows next year. Because this, I guess, is something else we can chuck on the old Michael Hing defamation pile, because Hing has been telling people that I've quit comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that has a demonstrable effect on my earnings.
Yeah.
That one I've asked you off mic to stop telling people.
That's funny.
Should I hire Tom for this gig? Oh, no, that's right. He's quit comedy.
It has actually had an effect on my earnings and my potential.
I said to my
you have been telling people at your fucking work.
I said to my manager, I was like, oh yeah, Tom's quit comedy. And then I realized after I said that management company is also your management company, technically.
Yes.
Why were you saying that anyway?
Why would you?
I can't remember.
Tom will do enough to ruin his own career without you helping.
Oh my God, this is going to be the easiest win of my fucking life.
No, the defamation case we're doing is about the sucking off. None of this other subsequent defamation.
No! All the defamation! Because if I give you just free pass to do only one bit of defamation, the 11 months leading up to the trial for that one piece of defamation are going to be a living hell.
Okay, sure. Alex, have you got anything to plug?
When will you put this online?
Like tomorrow, I think.
Oh, great. Yeah, on Thursday I'm doing a gig. Phil Spence putting it on. I'm going to do a bit of live comedy. Don't know what I'm doing yet.
Hot damn.
Ooh. Yeah, it's called Slinging Wit on at the Butcher's Bar in Dulwich
Bad
Hill.
Name.
That's cool. So is it stand-up
or
is it?
Yeah, it'll be me, Phil Spencer, Susie Youssef, Susie Cuthbert's doing music. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Holy dolly.
And do you have a vague idea of what you're doing?
Oh, look, I'll probably trolley out something from the last time I did stand-up comedy, which is the Lunar New Year Asian Comedy Festival.
I'm sure that'll still go down exactly the same.
Yeah, poorly.
No, I was going to say, I thought you did quite well at that gig, actually.
Thank you. Butcher's Brew Bar, 7 p.m. Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Oh, I feel like a real comedian.
Alex, got anything you want to... I mean, Hum, got anything you want to...
Well, Tom's wedding is on the 25th of November.
That's true.
Starting at 6 p.m.
Well, don't fucking...
at...
Stop! Oi! Oi!
So everyone come along if you can.
No!
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be open bar.
What's the...
No.
Come
what's
and meet
the,
some of your favourite comedians.
Open
what level
mic.
Of Twitch, what level of hype train do we need to get to get the stream, to get chat to the wedding?
I don't think I want to chat at my wedding.
Are you going to stream the wedding?
No, we're going to... We've got some cameras set up so people from overseas can watch, but we don't want our love to be content. We already do two podcasts a week together.
Because I looked into this. Because I thought about streaming my wedding and I asked an accountant.
Uh-huh.
Actually, well, I mean, a former accountant, Cameron Duggan.
Plus Duggan?
I asked Duggan.
Bro, he's a butcher.
Yeah, he's a butcher now, but he does have an accounting degree. I asked him if we stream the wedding.
Hing, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just need you to know you're in the income bracket where you can't be asking Duggan. Like, you got to be asking a working accountant. And I get wanting to ask Duggan as much as the next guy. But you can't ask him.
Ask us the rent at least.
Yeah, fuck, man.
okay,
sorry.
No, he said basically that you could... I was like, can we write the whole wedding off as a tax deduction? And he was like, not the whole wedding, but anything that you can say was for the purposes of making money via the stream, mm-hmm. you can then write off. So you can use it as a way to buy... He suggested I use it as a way to buy cameras and equipment, if you'd like to do that.
No, we got cameras.
I would like to dox your wedding on stream.
I know, Michael.
Okay. What if we swatted your wedding? Was that...
I would ask you not to swap my wedding.
Okay.
And this is actually making my previous request of please don't be too mean in the speech look quite benign.
All right. Well, we'll see you all at Tom's wedding. It's the end of November.
Do bleep out the bit where Hum gets far enough into saying the venue that you could tell where it is. Absolutely. Please, actually do that. Okay. Don't need these people showing the fuck up.
We'll see you, I don't know, whenever Ben has stopped shitting himself to death. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
There was this letter I read. If you like pina colada,
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.